This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk not infrequently on this program about how the pandemic just made things go faster, except maybe time, but some trends definitely accelerated. Already growing consumer preferences for streaming movies and food delivery services and e-commerce, they all got a huge boost. But there is some new government data showing there is one trend the pandemic actually reversed: people deciding to retire. For decades, the retirement rate in this economy had been falling pretty steadily. At least it was till last year. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino is on that one.
Chuck Harris and his wife Karen of Jackson, Wyoming, weren't really planning to fully retire at age 66 last year, but when the clinic where he worked as a physician's assistant shut down and concerns about COVID made her job as a phlebotomist risky, they decided to go for it.
We didn't need to work. And haven't need to work. Our needs aren't great. We're not big spenders. So we've had virtually no financial impacts.
But people like the Harrises have been delaying retirement in recent decades, says Alicia Minnell, the director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
People are healthier. Jobs are less demanding. For lower income people, it's probably necessity.
But the pandemic has changed the calculus around when to stop working, says Jed Kolko, a labor economist with the job site Indeed. Some people have faced layoffs and health concerns, while others have seen their wealth grow from real estate and stock appreciation. But Kolko says the census survey doesn't ask people why they retired.
Nor do we know about how wealthy they were or what their income levels were right before they retired. But we can take some guesses.
He says the increase in retirements came earlier in the pandemic, before the economy rallied. They were also more likely among workers without a college degree. All of that suggests these retirements weren't because people were feeling wealthy, but because of job losses or health concerns.
A year from now, we might see that this slight increase in retirement rates turns out to be a blip.
He says it now looks like the labor market is heating up. More opportunities and higher wages could lure some retired folks back to work. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.